I went to Medjugorje in 1992 at the height of the Croatian-Serbian War in Yugoslavia. And I wanted to go to Medjugorje because I wanted to thank the Blessed Mother, believing that she had appeared and was appearing in Medjugorje. I had begun to take the messages and the videos I had seen, the message of fasting and prayer, very seriously. And I found that my life started to shift from a life of that was really full of a lot of poor choices, and I would even go as far to say death, to a life of resurrection, a life of hope, a life of love. And so I wanted to go simply to say thank you. And so I didn't go to see any miracles. I purposely did not look at the sky. And I did not take a rosary that I thought would turn to gold. I took a plastic rosary. And my friend Carrie and I went together. And Carrie is the type of person who can be extremely fearful. And so when we got to the coast of Italy to buy tickets to cross the Adriatic Sea on a ferry, we were warned severely not to go because of the war. And Carrie started to freak out. And her husband says that she should wear a helmet to bed just in case she falls out of the bed at night. But somehow through praying together and chatting together, she agreed to go on this pilgrimage. So we crossed the Adriatic Sea at night. And the next morning, we took a 5-hour bus to Medjugorje. And on the trip, we saw towns and villages completely flattened. And soldiers got on our bus with machine guns and even seemed threatening to us. We were the only foreigners on the bus. And the local people were very protective of us. And so we made it to Medjugorje, and when we got off the bus, we both just felt extreme peace immediately. And it was sprinkling. And for me, it felt like the grace of God was just raining down on this place. So we went into the church and we immediately fell asleep. We had been traveling for, I don't know, 2 full days. And within a while, 5 children showed up in the back pew and they were laughing at us and giggling. And we woke up and we made a shape with our hands that we needed a place to stay. So we made a shape of a house. And they ran and got the parish priest and he led us to a family home. And this family, of course, they didn't know any English, but they were so dear to us. And they gave us a space in an annex behind their house that they had built for pilgrims. Well, we were the only ones there. We quickly found out that there were next to no foreigners there. There were probably like 15 to 20 Americans, about 15 people from Ireland, and a few people from Germany, and that was it. But when we went that night to the church, we found the church jam-packed with people. And we knew that these local people had a faith that we had not seen before, that we did not recognize as Americans, that these villagers believed what was happening in Medjugorje. And that they were supporting the religious and the priests and the visionaries. And the next day, we decided to climb Cross Mountain barefooted. Now, Cross Mountain is very rocky, and so we started cutting our feet immediately and severely complaining. And at the moment of one of our complaints, we heard bombs and machine guns. And it literally felt like it was in the backyard of Medjugorje. Now, we had been told when we came in that there were UN troops surrounding the village of Medjugorje and that we had an 8 p.m. curfew every night. So we knew it was dangerous, but it didn't feel very dangerous. But within a very short while, hundreds of refugees from Mostar, a town 10 miles away, started fleeing into Medjugorje, literally running through the streets. And most of them had very little with them, maybe just one sack on their backs. Over the next several days, we got to know these people's stories. They showed us their photos over and over, and they cried and grieved with us. And we massaged their hands and hugged them and did whatever we could to try to really minister to them. So our experience of Medjugorje, I think, was very different than most pilgrims who go there. Many people go for personal conversion, and it seems like we actually went to be ministers to the local people. And so we had maybe a different insight. But I think we walked away with something very similar that other people walk away with, which was peace. And I think that's what the Blessed Mother offers there. If you need peace, go to Medjugorje. It is a place of peace. Even in the midst of all of that war, it was more peaceful than any other place we visited on our journey.